In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the new era in volume 15, April 14th, 1923. And we're in the second paragraph. So Jesus is talking to Louisa, and he says, I did this in the work of redemption. So as creation was given by the Father, redemption is given by the Son, and sanctification, this is what we're now entering into, is given by the Holy Spirit. And this is why you can't find the writings of this in any books, because it hasn't been given yet. And it's like the Gospels weren't written until after Jesus was here beginning the redemption. So now, beginning of sanctification, the book of heaven is. So he says, what I did in the work of creation in order to be able to elevate a creature to conceiving a man and God. So he's talking about the Blessed Mother. I, God, had to centralize all possible imaginable goods in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we're seeing why we honor her, why we thank God for her, because all possible imaginable goods were found in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is what Jesus says. I, God, had to elevate the Blessed Mother so high as to place in her the seed of the very paternal fecundity. Now, this has been a question often in Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you, Lucifer, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Women don't have seed. Well, how did this happen? So here Jesus, in the time of sanctification, is explaining how this happened. He says, elevated the Blessed Mother so high as she was the one to have in her the seed of the paternal fecundity, the seed of God. This is a human. So what when we read this and we meditate on this, we begin to understand that it goes back to Genesis 3:15. It goes back solving the problem, I'll put enmity between your seed, Lucifer, and her seed. The woman doesn't have seed. Jesus says she is so high that the seed of the paternal fecundity of God is within her already. So he says, so just as my celestial Father, the Blessed Virgin Mary, generated me within his womb, so my celestial Father, Virgin, generated me within his womb, the virginal seed of his eternal fecundity, without the work of a woman. From that same seed, the Holy Spirit proceeded in the same way with this eternal seed of the paternal fecundity. Holy virginal, my celestial mother, conceive me in her virginal womb without the work of a man. So what we're experiencing, what we begin to see is this miracle of miracles happen. God producing the Holy Spirit. You know, it's what it is the Father looks at the Son. He sees the mirror image of himself, and it's totally a unique separation of God, but as one, and the two look at each other and produces the Holy Spirit. This love of God is so great that the love of God is found between the Father and the Son, and it becomes the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Now, he says, my mother, Mary, conceived in her virginal womb this paternal fecundity of that was found in her because of God raising her up to such a height. This is why we have great love for the Blessed Mother. This is why we recognize that God does, once he does one thing, he continues. So with Adam, he gave birth, if you want to say, to Eve. Now Jesus basically gives birth to the Blessed Mother. So it's everything is working perfectly. This great mystery of our triune God, this great mystery of the Blessed Virgin Mary, this great mystery of God, man, Jesus Christ, is now, they're now saying to Louisa, we want to breathe into you this share in divinity so that you can go back to where Adam was before the fall, which means to share in divinity. So the sacrosanct Trinity had to give of its own to this divine Virgin Mary, so that Mary might conceive Jesus, the Son of God. How blessed we are. Now, Jesus says this, and since Our Lady belonged to the human race, this seed of the eternal fecundity gave the Blessed Mother the virtue of conceiving Jesus as man, because this seed was divine. At the same time, she conceived me as God, Mary, Theotokos, the mother of God. This is why we honor her. And this is why Jesus honored her, because he said, I want you who gave birth to me to be with me so that I can redeem all of mankind again. And this is why Our Lady is co-redemptrix, is mediatrix. She is one with Christ crucified. And even though she did not die on Calvary, she participated in his death. He is the Redeemer, and she co-redeems with him. So Jesus is giving us a catechism lesson as we read the Book of Heaven. He's teaching us how to understand what the Church teaches in a more powerful way. And then Jesus says this, and just as the Holy Spirit proceeded at the same time as the Father generated Jesus, in the same way as Jesus was generated in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the generation of all souls proceeded at the same time. So we participated in this, one with Christ, one with Mary. We were conceived, one with Jesus and one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve from the beginning of time. We were with God from the beginning, Scripture says, and we are with God eternally. We have to begin to understand that what our God is giving to us is to begin to live the life that was planned from God from the beginning of time. So he says, so everything that is ab eternity, ab eternal from eternity, occurred to the most holy Trinity in heaven, was repeated in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The work was immense. The work was incalculable. The work was to create a mind. And so therefore I, God, had to centralize all goods, even myself, so that everyone might find whatever they wanted. Where? In God, with, in, through, and for God. In this way, since the work of redemption was to be so great as to overwhelm all of mankind, all human generations, I, Jesus, wanted for many centuries the prayers, the sighs, the tears, the penances of so many patriarchs and prophets, of the whole people of the Old Testament. So all that happened, Jesus said, I wanted people to want this, to desire this, to possess this. This is what Jesus is saying. So all that happened in the Old Testament, the 4,000 years of praying and begging God for the Messiah, was fulfilled with the birth of Jesus through the Blessed Mother. And now, for the last 2,000 years, we've been praying, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. All those prayers, all those sighs, all those tears, all those penances of all the saints for the last 2,000 years was to get ready for this time, sanctification. So in all the books that have been written by the saints, all the dogma and doctrine of our church points to the divine will, points to Louisa, the newborn. And once we become one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa, it's a new beginning for all of creation. So Jesus says this. And I did this in order to dispose the prophets, the patriarchs, to have a good, so great redemption, to move Jesus to centralize in this celestial creature, the Blessed Mother, all the goods which everyone was to enjoy. So everything is found in the new Eve, Mary. Everything is found. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And this is why the church honors Our Lady and is beginning to honor Louisa. For what? Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, gave to her. So when we read, when we study, when we put into practice this great gift, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies that was given to Louisa, a new beginning is happening for all of the world. It's very, very close. This kingdom is very, very close. And God is trying to get us ready for this. So he says this. Now, what moved this people to pray and to sigh, this is the Old Testament, was the promised future Messiah. God promised the Messiah. And he came after 4,000 years. And now Jesus is saying, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth with a new Jerusalem. Everything is at hand. That's why Our Lady of Revelation, an approved apparition in Rome, Italy, 1947, 40 days after Louisa died, Our Lady said to Bruno, time is now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. His time is over. A new beginning is happening. So our Lord is asking us to begin to become aware of the time we're living in. We can't continue to live like humanity is at this point, and be guaranteed the kingdom, because God has to give everybody what they want. And what he's asking us is, I've given you the book of heaven. Are you ready to begin to live the book of heaven? So he says this, this promise was like the seed of so many supplications and tears that has, had there not been this promise of the Messiah, no one would have given a thought. No one would have hoped for salvation. So this promise that was given to the patriarchs and the prophets, this promise that was given in the Torah is when people wanted this promise, they would pray, they would sigh, they would shed tears, they would do penances in order to receive this promise. Now Jesus says, I'm giving you a promise on every page. As we read the book of heaven, every page there's a promise. Every page there's a manifestation. Every page there's a truth. For what? So that the kingdom will be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God has planned. This is why God has given you the book of heaven. Jesus said, if you have the book of heaven, it is Jesus himself who has given you this book. The human who gave it to you cared for you, but it was under Jesus's direction. As you begin to read this, as we begin to focus on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, the divine will, as we begin to enter into this abundant life, we become more and more aware of how and why the kingdom has to come. The prayer of the Our Father. It's the fulfillment of the prayer of the Our Father. If you listen to Archbishop Piccieri in the DVD, Dawn of a Mystery, if you listen to what he says, excuse me, he says very, very clearly, the only one in the history of the church whose job it was to explain and reveal how the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven is Luisa. It's very, very clear. And we become filled with peace, joy, and happiness because what God is giving to us is what Adam lost. Now think again. What was Adam's DNA like? What was Adam's DNA like? It was in the image and likeness of God. What does our DNA look at like now? We become old, gray-haired, wrinkled, die, and become food for worms. That was not part of God's plan. God wants us to enter into this abundant life. God wants us to begin to enter this life that is image and likeness of God again. So he's given us Luisa. He's given us the book of heaven. Read, study, put this into practice. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we ask that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.